Well, believe it or not, folks, I'm back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C. here on this Memorial Day. It's Monday the 25th. Nope, this is not a rebroadcast, and this is me live. Sorry I missed you Thursday and Friday, if any of you care. I was sleeping like a baby Thursday night, fell asleep on the sofa, and guess what? When that phone rang, I had that ringer turned down, and you people, I guess, had to listen to a rebroadcast. But Friday, folks, I was sick as a dog. But as I always say, much to the regret of my many enemies, and there are many, I am here very much alive, and we are going to have some fun tonight, I guarantee you that. After the turn of the half hour, I'm going to do a review, so to speak, of a rather famous television extravaganza back from the 1970s, and I think you'll find it interesting, especially if you've never seen this particular film. But I'm not going to tell you what the movie is. I'm just going to have to keep you in suspense. In the meantime, I want you to get your pen and paper handy because I want to give you the addresses of two very interesting websites that are up on the internet now, put up there by a friend of mine and a friend of American Free Press, Ralph Forbes, who has actually been a guest on this program. It's been some time since Ralph's been on the show, and I'm going to have him back sooner, much sooner than later. Ralph actually has been visiting in Washington, helping out at the office of American Free Press and of the Barnes Review, and we certainly appreciate his efforts. And, of course, if you're not familiar with American Free Press or the Barnes Review, you need to check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. That's BarnesReview. Well, a couple news notes here, and I'm going to take some calls early in the program so that I can devote the balance of the second half to this review of this film. But I must tell you that I picked up today Commentary Magazine, which is this horrible, horrible publication, long sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. It's a hardline Zionist, quote-unquote, right-wing publication. And the big cover spread, they have a special report, Israel at Risk. And guess what? Guess who is putting Israel at risk? This is according to Norman Podora, one of these old-line Trotskyites turned neoconservatives. Yes, who is a threat to Israel? No less than Barack Obama. How Obama's America might threaten Israel. Peduritz says, well, the Jews voted for Obama, but you know what? They were wise to be suspicious of him because Obama is a threat to Israel. This is exactly what he says. Now, he doesn't say it flat out, but he says it in a very, very winding fashion, as he is wont to do. And basically, what we are seeing here is that, as I said a long time ago, much to the dismay of many people, I don't think, despite Rahm Emanuel, despite everything, I don't think that Obama is necessarily going along with the program. I know the Obama haters don't like to hear that, but I'm just telling you, when Norman Podora says things like this, folks, it means something. This guy is influential. People do pay attention to what he says, and it's published in Commentary, which is a very influential publication. Well, we are going through the break, folks, and when we come back, we are going to go right to the phone calls. We've got Steve, our man in Chicago. We will be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
With Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org. I apologize to Steve and our other caller we have lined up, but I'm going to hold you for a few more minutes because I did want to mention that this is Memorial Day. That's the obligatory thing to do. Now, of course, in this day and age, unfortunately, Memorial Day is turned into some sort of warmongering whoop. You know, we're all supposed to pay tribute to those who gave their lives, and, you know, these people have given their lives in so many wars for America, and we're supposed to remember our loved ones, but we can't allow ourselves to be swept up in all the war propaganda and war mongering that Memorial Day is used to advance in so many ways. We have to keep our perspective on that. You know, there are so many people now who are over there, overseas. Our friend Phil Turney has two sons in the military. A lot of you out there probably have sons and daughters in the military, and thank God they're alive, but a lot of people have given their lives in so many wars, and so many of these wars have been needless wars. The late, great Arnold Leese, who was a veterinarian, by the way, nice fellow, he called it World War II, the Jewish War of Survival. Well, that's what these wars, current and impending, are all about, folks. Let's be honest about it. No, they're not wars for Teutonic Zionism or Bohemian Grove or what are some of these other phony distractions that we're constantly hearing about on the internet and among certain independent so-called voices out there. Well, no, Memorial Day is a day to remember people, folks, and the living really and the dead in many respects. I personally, and this is just a personal comment, forgive me for those of you who don't like personal discussion, some of you out there just want hardcore politics. I've never had a fond memory of Memorial Day because when I was a young man, I had this lovely, lovely, wonderful, friendly, big old German Shepherd dog. And one Memorial Day, my mother said, oh, well, we have to go around all the cemeteries and put down flowers for our dead family. Well, you know, we did. But we left the dog at home, chained up, and he had a sunstroke. And he died. So that's my memory of Memorial Day. I would have rather been home with the dog than running around a bunch of cemeteries. There are ways to memorialize people and animals other than running around putting flowers in cemeteries, I think. And in that regard, I want to mention this website, very, very nice website that Ralph Forbes has put up in memory of his late wife, Karen, a very, very fine lady who I was pleased to know. His website is Karen Cares For You. I think it's .com, but it might be .org. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Cares, C-A-R-E-S, the number 4, and the letter U. Karen Cares For You, and this is dedicated to his late wife, Karen, who was very interested in alternative health. And as you know, I'm a big supporter of alternative health and homeopathic remedies. I rely almost exclusively on them myself. I don't go to the doctor, and I'm probably only alive because I rely upon things like this. So I would recommend you check out Ralph's site there, Karen Cares For You. There's a very lovely picture of Karen on the site. Ralph also has another special website that a lot of you Christians, and I don't mean to make that sound like it sounds, a lot of you Christians, but it's entitled, you'll like it, it's entitled PeacemakersNow.org, PeacemakersNow.org, and it focuses on biblical truth as opposed to the lies that we get out of these hellish toads like John Hagee. And incidentally, there's on this site at PeacemakersNow.org, there's this absolutely lovely picture of John Hagee, who turns into a devil or some sort of evil type kind of face. It's very entertaining. And anyway, I think a lot of you will find his site of interest, peacemakersnow.org. Okay, here we go. Let's go to Steve, who's been very patient. Steve, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Michael. I don't know. I have a book report here. The book's in German by Jens Glusing, and it's called Project Guyana in South America, you know, before there was Jonestown.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that Rio Jari expedition?
No. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Okay. Well, it was led by a man. His name was Otto Schultz Kempfinkel, and he was not yet 24 years of age. And he had a 17-month-long expedition in South America, landing in Brazil and moving up with the river, and I presume that's the Amazon, to the Cayenne, French Guiana. Now, ostensibly, it was a research expedition for hunting animals. They were the first to use a pontoon plane. It was called a Sea Cadet. The official reason was to explore for scientific purposes, but actually they were testing aerial photo reconnaissance. They started out, they broke camp around at the waterfalls of Santo Antonio and in 1935, hoisting both the Nazi and Brazilian flags. And like I said, they had this biplane that was used for unofficially used for reconnaissance. It was destroyed by flotsam about a few weeks later, and they had it packed up and sent by steamship back to Deutschland. And, of course, they go through the expedition. They portage the rapids at the upper branch of the Rio Jari. This Otto Schultz Kempfinkel, he capsized, lost all the film and photos. He suffered from malaria, one guy who died of it. And then he returned in 1937 in May to Germany with thousands of animal heads and a sack full of film, and one of his exhibits is still at the Humboldt University. And he He also cut a film here for UFA. It was a 90-minute film, Munich to, and it was shown from Munich to Flensburg. It was called, and the book was called, that he wrote, The Riddle of the Jungle Hell, in 1938. Well, we had a caller. His name was Mike from Maryland. He was talking about SS titles. So that was the whole extent of the Germans. Not that boys in Brazil and not all of that stuff that Ladislav Farago I was talking about. But here's the hook to this. In April of 1940, the same Otto Kempf, Schultz Kempfenkel, he under the cover of an SS title, they called him an Untersturmführer, was to set up a phony project deceive the bodyguard of lies of Churchill. They called it Project Guyana. And he registered, even though he was never with the SS, he was registered in Berlin under the corporate register, and he had a research group founded, you know, and it was all on paper. So anyways, there was nothing but a front. This guy, the whole time, now keep in mind, this was for aerial reconnaissance. He was working for the Luftwaffe, and while this group existed and was chartered in Berlin, actually he was in North Africa there. Goering sent him on a secret command called Dora, and they were flying over and photographing the Libyan coast and using this VW Kugelwagen and all this other stuff. And while he still had this group that was going to invade South America, he was sent over to Greece and also the Baltic. So the story is that because somebody has an SS title, he never was with the SS, but that was a deception operation, and so that the Allies would send Tommies and G.I. Joes down to South America to defend against the so-called invasion. That's a true story.
You know, that's interesting. That's a very interesting story. And, you know, the Germans sent out a lot of very interesting expeditions all over the world. Actually, and some of them, if I recall correctly, were actually conducted under the auspices of the SS. That film, 7 Years in Tibet or something like that, is about one of those German expeditions. And they, yeah, right. There's at least one book in English. I should say actually several books in English that have talked about some of these expeditions. And, we've talked about this so many times on the show, Steve. There is just so damned much misinformation, misunderstanding, and disinformation about what the hell was going on during those years leading up to World War II and during World War II, that these lies and the misinformation have poisoned so many people that, you know, let's face it, I mean, Adolf Hitler in Germany may not have been perfect, but we have to admit they weren't as bad as everybody likes to believe.
No, and most of these stories, it's like the Nazis going to Antarctica. They originated with the English, so I'm going to presume it's MI6. And if you look into that writer who wrote the script, that's Ladislav Farago, he was an MI6 agent, and he falsified and phonied a lot of stuff.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no historical accuracy to it at all.
You know, it's funny. I have one of his books, and, you know, I remember reading it and saying, hey, this is great. But then I found out that all these evil Nazis didn't survive after all.
Instigated the Martin Bormann.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Oh yeah, that guy is just so full of bull.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we are going to the break. Steve, thanks for your call as always. When we come back, we are going to go to our next caller, also in Illinois. We've got Dave in Illinois. Hang on, folks. Have room maybe for one more caller before the half hour. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence. KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms. And when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. You know how it fires. You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KT-P50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills, especially at times like these. Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Okay, we have Dave from Illinois. Dave, what's going on?
Hi there, Mike. Well, the other day, I guess I had the pleasure of listening to some snippets from the Alex Jones show. It was posted by another white nationalist website, and I got to tell you, I think the guy's certifiably insane. He tried to claim that the Arabs own Hollywood and the Arabs own the stock market, mind you.
Yeah, those Arabs named Goldstein and Goldberg,
right,
and Goldsmith.
Yeah, exactly. And then even if you watch a television sitcom and you watch the credits roll, about 80% of the names are Jewish. I mean, the directors, the producers, the writers, practically everybody.
Yeah, I mean, those damned Arabs, I'm telling you, you know, the way they're very clever. What they do is they get all these Jews to front for them.
Yeah, they're sneaky. But, you know, the other thing, I tell you what, he really gets down and dirty and almost classless. If somebody calls in, even to respectably disagree, and they want to talk about the Jewish question, he hangs up on them. I mean, he calls them names. I mean, he challenged one guy to a fight. I mean, the guy is a clown. I mean, he's a first-class clown. The reason I bring this up is because I thought there was somewhat of a feud between you guys, and he was supposed to have you on his show, and then he backed out.
Well, no. I mean, you know, as far as Alex is concerned, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You know, if he doesn't want to talk about the Jews, if he doesn't want to talk about Jewish power, if he wants to talk about the Nazis and how the Nazis are taking over America, hey, that's his shtick. Mm-hmm. That's his spiel, to use a couple choice Irish terms. But, you know, what bothered me is that when somebody called in Alex's show several months ago, long months ago, and made reference to my book, Alex and his guests proceeded to carp and complain and, you know, kind of, what's the word? Not defame me, not to... Yeah. But I just thought it was kind of undignified, and evidently my comments about it so upset Alex that he called and screamed at the folks at RBN and didn't like the fact that Mike Piper said boo to Alex Jones, and he said he would have me on his show to kind of let me talk about my book rather than have it made fun of and have me called an anti-Semite, which is exactly what one of his guests, Robert Groden, did. Uh-huh. You know, so I really don't call it a feud per se. But I am most disappointed that Alex chose not to have me on his program because I think a lot of his listeners would like to hear what I have to say about the Kennedy assassination.
Oh yeah, I'd have to agree. But the thing is, I mean, I believe, and this is just me, that he's a disinformation agent. I mean, there are Jewish sources, okay, that are admitting the extent of their control over the mainstream media, over Hollywood, and the legislative branch of our government. And for him to come out and say the Arabs control all this, I mean, my gosh, I mean, how stupid does he think people are?
You know, Dave, you know, see, that you're right. Okay, I mean, you know, if Alex doesn't want to come up there and criticize Jewish power or confront it or acknowledge it, we don't want him, though, to turn around and say, well, it's really the Nazis who control Hollywood, or it's really the Arabs who control Hollywood.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it at all.
Right.
Don't make these silly, silly allegations that the Arabs control Hollywood. I heard a snippet of that. You know, it's become kind of a, frankly, when Alex says things like that, it's just so over the top.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder that people criticize him. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, over the years that I've been doing this program, I've had a lot of callers call in here and rip into Alex, and I have never said anything about him. But after that business of the nasty comments about me and the snide remarks and so forth, and the distortions of what I wrote in my book, Final Judgment, I guess I have to honestly say I lost a little bit of respect for Alex. I mean, he's a real showman. He has a real cult following, in my opinion. He does get a lot of good information out there. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when he says stuff like the Arabs control Hollywood, that just sounds a little, what's the word?
Well,
stupid.
I mean, it's disingenuous, if that's the right word. But, I mean, you have to be, I mean, to some degree, you have to have accurate information, which I'm sure he has, because you've got to suck people in. See?
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect Alex to come on the show and deny the Holocaust, or I don't expect him to attack the kosher food tax, or, you know, I don't expect him to come on there and condemn Jewish ritual murder. I don't expect him to come on there and talk about the Gaza Zoo massacre. But then when he mixes up all this crazy stuff about the Nazis controlling the Bilderberg Group, and you know, that just does a disservice to the real efforts to get the truth out there about so many important things.
Well, I'd agree. But if anyone, I mean, even has a cursory knowledge of National Socialist ideology, if they were really in control of things, I can tell you, Mike, Israel wouldn't be given a free hand in the Middle East right now. Our southern border wouldn't be wide open. That's just the way it is.
I couldn't agree with you more. Dave, I got to cut you off. We're going through the break. And when we come back, folks, thanks for the call, Dave. When we come back, my review of the famous film Holocaust. Just watched it the other day while I was on my deathbed, and then I rewatched it. It's really quite a hoot. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, folks, welcome back. You know, as I said before the break, I watched that film, The Holocaust, the other day on DVD while on my deathbed, and I had such fun watching it that I rewatched it. Now, folks, you know, so many people actually believe what they see on television. I mean, there's a lot of people who really believe that J.R. Ewing of Dallas was a real character, that Alexis Colby of Dynasty was a real character. And so there's a lot of people who, you know, believe movies like The Holocaust. And, you know, there's a lot of memorable characters in fiction, in film, and in writing. And so tonight I actually want to dedicate this broadcast to one of my favorite characters of fiction. And that is indeed the Jewish grande dame, Bertha Palitz Weiss. She's the kindly, elegant, dignified wife of the kindly, elegant, dignified Dr. Joseph Weiss. Two out of some 30 billion innocent Jews who were done in by, you guessed it, the evil Nazis, or rather the Nazis. That's spelled G-N-A-T hyphen Z-E-E-Z-E. The Nazis, in that famous 1976 television extravaganza, Holocaust. As I say, the movie's really quite a hoot. And despite what A.B. Foxman at the ADL and A.B. Cooper at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Wiesenthal, might suggest, I do listen to their side of the story, to all the carping and complaining about Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust by the Jews in Hollywood and certain alternative media icons who think the Nazis are hiding under the bed, getting ready to jump out and say boo and take over America once and for all. In any case, the character, Berta Weiss, played by the lovely Rosemary Harris, is a character of such thoroughly annoying magnitude that one spends most of that film, up until Berta finally gets it, hoping all the while in the meantime that the Nazis are going to storm through the door and drag her away, hitting her with a stick in the process. I had seen this movie years ago, and I remember this character because, as I say, she was just so annoying. And so she's one of my most memorable fictional characters. So, you know, when it finally happens, when Berta goes to the gas in the movie, as you know from the get-go, it absolutely has to happen. It just has to happen. It's almost anticlimactic. I mean, seriously, Berta is such a goody-two-shoes, soft-spoken, sweet, gentle thing. You just know they're going to get her one way or the other, those dadgum Nazis. It's kind of like when you start watching a thriller about some family being stalked by an evil neighbor, and they have a cute dog named Rover. You just know that the neighbor is going to hack up Rover and leave him on the front porch. Well, in the Holocaust film, yep, they finally get Berta. She bravely makes her way with a bunch of beleaguered gals right into the good old gas chamber, and of course, she's comforting some poor little girl who reminds her of her own daughter who got off by the Nazis a year or two earlier, about an hour before in the program. One can't help but think that even screenwriter Gerald Green was glad to be done at last with this character, putting her out of her misery about a third of the way through the big shindig. In fact, mid-drama, Green actually has Berta's rather obnoxiously cute daughter screaming in contempt something along these lines. Mother, you think you're so special that you're such a grand lady that the Nazis wouldn't do anything to you. Surprise, surprise, they got her all right. Frankly, when they were ushering her to the showers, as they put it in the film, I was thinking, thank God. Berta liked to play a classical music on a really gorgeous grand piano. I always wanted a grand piano, by the way. And when I found out that my grandfather had had one and then moved and left it behind, oh, I was so upset. But anyway, Berta's piano gets confiscated by the Nazis, and predictably, it ends up with much fanfare in the home of a particularly odious SS officer played by Michael Keaton. More about him later. You know, all told, the characters in the film at large are such cardboard cutout caricatures that it's actually rather dazzling in a sense to think that American television audiences were so captivated by this period costume drama, which is something akin to one of those old Betty Davis flicks with Betty jazzed up as Queen Elizabeth. The film, oh God, listen to this. The film is replete with these thuggish, Jew-hating Nazis. They not only rape Berta's daughter. Guess what happens to her? Well, she goes insane and then ends up being subjected to a mercy killing by gassing by smiling but sinister Reich physicians. Now, this gassing is conducted in one of the famous gas ovens as opposed to those good old gas chambers. But another of the Nazis, a porky fellow with a nasty grin, coerces Berta's daughter-in-law, a shiksa, by the way, a non-Jewish woman, into giving herself up in return for sneaking love letters to her Jewish husband who's locked up in Buchenwald for being a troublemaker. Now get this. I mean, now this is rich. R-I-C-H. The plump fellow, the tubby Nazi, later declares his love for Berta's daughter-in-law, having had such a good time having his way with her in the office at the concentration camp. However, the poor lady, the molestee, who's played by Meryl Streep, who is a great actress, by the way, Meryl rejects them. Apparently, she didn't care too much for making whoopee with the fat man. His tender ministrations didn't match up, I guess, with those of her Hebrew hubby. I kid you not, folks. This is in the movie. Such stuff as dreams are made of. Now, watching this film more than 30 years after it was made, you can't help but chuckle. Seriously, I mean it, chuckle. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle at the 1970s air of this film, which, of course, is set like 40 years earlier. It is so 70s. I mean, on occasion, you almost expect to find Berta's daughter listening to a radio version broadcast of the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family. Now, Michael Keaton, he portrays a fictional young German SS officer named Dorf. Now, Dorf starts off the show by admitting to his potential employer, Reinhard Heydrich, the so-called blonde beast, that he's neutral about the Jews and is just looking for a job. But by the end of the show, Dorf, Keaton's character, he emerges as possibly the nastiest Nazi in Germany, barring perhaps even Hitler. Incidentally, the blonde beast is played with skillful and elegant arrogance by that stylish British actor David Warner. Of course, in real life, Heydrich gets it in the end, and they kind of celebrate that in the movie. But in any case, Keaton's character leers crazily through the film at the thought of and discussing the killing of as many Jews as possible, and he's cast, in a sense, as a chief Nazi word twister, coming up with crafty linguistic euphemisms for all manner of murder and mayhem aimed at the you-know-whos. Even some of the best Nazi murderers in the field are disgusted at the way Dorf conjures up some classic ways of describing mass murder. Now, on a factual historical note, these so-called euphemisms for murder, such as evacuation and resettlement, were in fact referring to just those things, not the mass murder of Jews. But, hey, what's truth when you're pitching Zionist propaganda in the realm of Hollywood? Now, Heydrich, played by the aforementioned David Warner, now he's best known as the evil gun-toting gentleman's gentleman who tries off Leonardo DiCaprio in David Cameron's classic Titanic. Well, Heydrich, at some time, seems to be the only one in the whole shebang whom you might want to dine out with. Now, poor Dorf, Keaton's over-the-top character, and incidentally, Keaton won an Emmy for this. Dorf ends up in the hands of U.S. Army Nazi hunters, and after trying to explain why his enthusiastic slaughter of 900 million Jews was a public service, doesn't seem to convince the Army guy. Anyway, Dorf swallows this big fat pill and drops dead on the spot with hardly a groan. He kind of looks like he just had a nip of really bad Seagram's gin, courtesy of those big-shot Jewish bootleggers, the Bronfmans. Well, throughout the film, Keaton is shown displaying images of Jews getting strung up, shot, beaten, rabbis getting their beards clipped by grinning Nazis. Oh, it goes on and on. The pictures are shown on the screen. Funny thing is, though, when Keaton is heard saying, "Here they are being led to the gas. Here they are in the gas chamber," you don't get to see the pictures. Damn. Well, maybe it's because there were no such pictures taken, since it never happened. Anyway, they do manage to slip in good old Baba Yar. No, that's not a fancy cocktail. That's that largely fictitious mass slaughter at a ravine in Poland or Ukraine or Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I forget which. That story is very popular, a Holocaust story, but apparently isn't true. Anyway, the actors mutter ominously about Baba Yar, and you know, just know what's coming. Lots of machine gun fire, bodies, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's also a lot of jabbering in hushed tones as the movie progresses about that mysterious tourist trap in the east, a place called Auschwitz. That's a place several of the characters actually get to visit by the end of the film. Well, we do get lots of nudity, and this was on 1970s television. Believe it or not, they could make excuses for bearing boobies, pardon my Yiddish, on primetime television, since it was a movie about the Holocaust. But then nudity and intimations of sadomasochism have always been part and parcel of the quote-unquote historical imagery of the Holocaust. Naked guys and gals being herded in and out of concentration camp buildings into the infamous ovens, as some like to call the legendary, and I do mean legendary, gas chambers. You know, I bet Eric Hufschmidt freeze-phrases his DVD player when it comes to those scenes when he watches that Holocaust film every night. Well, anyway, at one point, Michael Keaton's character seems to show a little contrition for having orchestrated a symphony of bloodletting all over Europe, but then he and his wife decide that the best way to deal with it is to just keep on keeping on, killing as many Jews as possible, and they decide if he gets caught in the end, he has to say he was doing it all for the greater good of Germany and the world. They even have Keaton as the guy who dreamed up Zyklon B. They have a scene of him taking a sniff, almost dreamily. Seriously, I'm serious. Just one capsule. It bubbles, kind of like those old children's drinks called fizzies. I can't help but think when Keaton took the role, he said to himself, "I'm really going to go whole hog with this part. It will really make the Jews happy." And so he got his Emmy, and in a sense, he deserved it. Keaton, incidentally, is a bit of a libertarian who had some pissing match with former Attorney General Janet Reno over some long-forgotten subject. But in Keaton's defense, I have to say he played a part in a really adorable film about a little beagle named Shiloh. That's a film I've actually mentioned favorably on this broadcast. Now, characters playing Adolf Eichmann and Heinrich Himmler do put in what you might call cameo appearances, but both come across as rather boring, mild-mannered fellows who aren't even as bad as Dorf. And you know what? Oddly enough, I don't even recall Mr. Big, Adolf Hitler himself, popping up in a movie. It almost seems like an oversight. But then considering the fact there are probably only one or two decent Germans in the whole enterprise, maybe one, the filmmaker's more than made up for that. In contrast, of course, all the Jews are witty and wise, warm and wonderful, heroic and hearty. I don't know if I've ever seen so many rabbis in my life, all really dear old fellows, deeply religious, spiritual, full of hope, blah, 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 blah. Berta's father, you didn't forget about Berta, did you? Berta's father is cast as this bubbly, cheerful Jewish war hero, an Iron Cross winner for Germany in World War I, who loves Germany and the military, but this old fool gets it on Kristallnacht, no less. Yes, I said Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. Hope those damn Nazis didn't smash any bottles of Jack Daniels or Bombay Sapphire gin, but I'm sure they must have busted up the Manischewitz shelves at Jaime's liquor store. When, of course, they weren't busy burning Talmuds. At the end, when dignified Dr. Weiss, Berta's husband, is being led to the gas, delousing, they told him, he cracks jokes with his old friend Mr. Lowy and asks Lowy if he ever got his prostate or his kidney or his gallbladder or some body part ever checked out. And then they get gassed. The lovely Tova Feldsch, I've always thought she's pretty. She plays this beautiful young Jewish woman, a devoted Zionist who becomes a terrorist. Oh, I'm sorry, she's a resistance fighter. She hooks up with Berta's youngest son. And you know, in her day, Tova Feldsch, who later played the ugly Goldemeyer on Broadway, was quite a looker. Tova gets gunned down fighting the Nazis. That's probably a better way to go than getting burned up and alive in a synagogue like a bunch of other Jewish gals do right up front. Tova's always yapping about next year in Jerusalem. Never made it. Her beautiful corpse was left in the wilds of Ukraine, no doubt to be subjected to the kind of things that only Eric Hufschmidt dreams of. Two handsome blonde Gentile guys, James Woods and one of the Bottoms brothers, I forget which, play the Jewish heroes, the sons of Berta. Now, the funny thing is they couldn't find any Jewish actors to play the Jewish heroes. Woods, the guy who was married to Meryl Streep in the movie, dies at Auschwitz, worked to death, I guess, right when the camp was being liberated. Now, he managed to be interned in not only Buchenwald, but also Theresienstadt. Then when he misbehaved there, the Nazis shipped Woods off to Auschwitz, where he worked dragging gas Jews out of the gas chamber and off to the ovens. His gal pal, Meryl Streep, survives, and now listen to this. She got herself deliberately incarcerated in Theresienstadt by asking her former Nazi paramour, so to speak, to officially denounce her as a subversive. So presumably hoping for more pleasure, the fat boy does just that, and Meryl sets up housekeeping with her Jewish hubby, James Woods, and Woods gets her pregnant just in the nick of time, since, as I say, he gets shipped off to Auschwitz for gas chamber duty. Now, of course, she gives birth to a bouncing baby boy, heir to the Weiss family throne. The Bottoms guy, playing Woods' brother, does survive. He had the pleasure of Tova Feldsch's charms until the Nazis snuffed her. So the movie ends with him getting ready to smuggle Jewish boys from Greece into Palestine. Actually, in the final scene, he's playing soccer with the lads and smiling brightly. I guess he was as pleased as everybody else to see this silly movie come to a close. Folks, I really recommend that you get this movie. It is really a bundle of laughs. Now, I know a lot of people out there take this stuff real seriously, and they get their notebooks out and say, oh, I'm gonna expose all the lies in the Holocaust. No, folks, don't take it too seriously. Take it for the very real entertainment, unwitting entertainment that it really is, and thank all those nice Arabs who control Hollywood for recruiting all these Jews to come up with this really, really entertaining stuff. Not quite as entertaining as the Three Stooges, but pretty close. And definitely not anywhere near as entertaining as Donald Duck, who I consider a real Hollywood statesman. Anyway, folks, we are going to the break. We are going to the break, and we may have a couple callers left here, so I'll see what happens when we come back. In fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to, if Dave from Massachusetts is still aboard with us, I'm going to bring Dave up right now. Dave, are you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Great, Dave. We have about 30 seconds to a minute before the break. We'll hold you over. What's going on, Dave?
I tuned in late. I missed the first half hour of the show, but about the first 20 minutes. But I did hear you talking about Alex Jones. Michael, all I can say, Michael, about 2 months ago, two or three, maybe about 3 months ago now, it was time for me to resubscribe, and I didn't, because I found he wasn't a man of his word, and I feel that when he slapped you in the face, Michael, he slapped the whole Patriot community in the face, because although everybody doesn't agree with you on all things all the time, you're still highly esteemed in the Patriot community, and so I took that personal, like a slap in the face, when he wouldn't allow you to respond to everything that was said about you and your book. And I don't miss him one bit. I there's always stuff on the internet, the talk radio, for me to listen to. I read books. I read stuff on the internet. I don't miss him one tiny bit.
Dave, hang on for the break. You know, actually, Dave, what you're saying seems to represent a rising undercurrent that I keep hearing. Hang on, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Dave from Massachusetts aboard with us. Dave, you were making some critical comments about Alex Jones, and you're not the only one to do that. And this is not aimed at you, Dave, or aimed at any particular callers. But, you know, a lot of times I've felt that I might ask people not to call in to criticize Alex Jones, you know, because, you know, this is my program and we're here to talk about what I talk about. But, you know, inevitably it's going to happen because, you know, people are on the internet, and, you know, let's face it, Alex Jones is a big boy. And, you know, he puts himself out there. I mean, you know, he's out there trying to sell his videos, and, You know, one of my colleagues at American Free Press said to me the other day, he said, you know, I wouldn't even worry about Alex Jones. You know, he said, you know, he's just a huckster. You know, he's out there. You know, he's no Zionist agent or anything like that. He's just smart enough to know that if he says boo to the Jews, that and, you know, that it's just not a very fashionable thing to do. So, like I say, I kind of understand Alex. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
I think he's just in there. More and more, I'm beginning to think he's a very ambitious man. He actually wants to, like eclipse Rush Limbaugh. He wants to become the most popular talk show host in the whole country. You know?
Well, you know, I tell you, ego's a funny thing. You know, when I was I was shocked, as I said, when they asked me to do this show. I didn't ask for the job. I never even. You know, I guess a couple times over the years I thought, I wonder if I could ever do a radio show. But I never thought about it, never thought of calling John Stadtmiller and saying, hey, John, can I do a show? In fact, I guess I kind of thought, my God, I don't know how to do a radio show. So, you know, Alex is a performer in many, many respects. And, I guess this is just what, you know, what he does in his particular act, his particular routine is to do what he does. He likes to yak it up about the Nazis and about the Holocaust and how the Nazis went off and killed everybody and, tried to take over the world, and now they're still working to take over the United States. And I don't know if Alex really believes this stuff.
Michael, just on that note, this insanity is going to stop. Now, listen, you know, as they dragged John Demjanjuk off to Germany to stand trial on 27 counts of accessory to murder, if the Nazis were in control of this country, Michael, don't you think that they'd be dragging those guards at the Berlin Wall, those communist guards that used to shoot the people in the back, that used to try to escape East Germany into West Germany?
Well, that seems logical.
Yeah. How
forgive me for saying it.
How come they can only find Nazi guards? I mean, that was a long time ago. The communist guards that shot the people in the back trying to scale the Berlin Wall, that wasn't even way back in the 40s. I mean, that was...
Dave, you know what your problem is? You're too logical. I mean, of course. It's so logical, but, like I say, when it comes to this issue of the Nazis and the Holocaust, truth doesn't matter, logic doesn't matter, science doesn't matter, freedom of expression doesn't matter. All that matters is we got to talk about Hitler and the Holocaust. Well, that's it, folks. Thanks for the calls, folks. See you here tomorrow night with guess who? David Duke, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this one. David Duke will be joining us tomorrow night, right here. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the good folks at RBN for making this hour possible.
With recent